What it do, people? We are back on the Jada Great Show. I'm your man, Jada Great.
I'm your boy, 2K Bentley.
All right, so today we've been talking about the basketball league and some amazing talent. And we have the blessing to have my man, Quincy, on the line. How do you do, Quincy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. So, for starters, the basketball league, let's just talk about how you got into basketball. Now, did you play high school ball?
Yes, I've been playing basketball since I can remember being able to walk. I played high school ball. I'm from Jackson, Tennessee. I played high school ball at Trinity Christian Academy here in Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay. Now, say that again. What's your hometown?
Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay.
Jackson,
Tennessee. Okay.
How was it growing up playing ball down there? Because I know it's kind of heated down there. It's a little hot, so... Were you like more of an indoor or outdoor hooper?
Growing up, of course, you know, we had a famous park here called Mews Park in Jackson, Tennessee, and people would go outside and play on Sundays. It'd be everybody, all the hoopers in the whole city would come out and play there. So, I mean, growing up, I played a little bit outside, but as I got older, I tried to get away from that, you know, get more in the gym. That's pretty much it. Like, it's Jackson, Tennessee is a big basketball city.
Okay.
Me and my eyes were here. And, you know, the South is a lot really based on football, but I feel like my city the culture here is really based around basketball.
Okay. Now, did you always know basketball is what you wanted to do?
Man, since I was little, I've always said I wanted to play basketball. It was my dream. I actually have a home video on VHS where I was videoed. My mom, I was graduating from preschool, and they asked me, they said, "What do you want to do?" I said, "I want to play pro basketball. I want to go to North Carolina and all of that." So I always said, which I didn't go to North Carolina, which is fine, but I always said, man, that I was going to play pro basketball. So. That's been my dream. I've been focused on it, and that's what I've been doing.
Now, it's a lot of times where some people get a little doubtful. What moment would you have to say, like, on court, gave you the confidence to say that I could really do this? Like, this is really it. Like, I'm progressing.
Man, honestly, my journey through the basketball world, getting in and playing pro ball, it's been very unconventional. I mean, for every step I was on, I had to really start from the bottom. I mean, 9th and 10th grade year in high school, I was cut. And then transferring to a school that I had to fight there. And then I became all state as a senior. And then going to a JUCO and not playing very much as a fight for a starting spot. And JUCO, and then the same thing in my 4 year, and then after college, man, to be honest, I was done playing basketball, and I had decided to step into a coaching career, and I just felt like God kept giving me opportunities to keep playing, and I finally took the hint, and started playing in a couple smaller leagues, and then I got my first opportunity to play overseas. I was probably around 25, 26 years old, and I had been out of basketball for a while. A friend of mine that played overseas called me. He was like, "Hey, man, you want to go here? Come over to El Salvador." That was my first opportunity in El Salvador. And I was like, "Yeah, I'll go." And I went over there. That was like 35 points a game. Led the league in scoring. Made the All-Star team. Made the All-El Salvador League team. Made Eurobasket player of the month, and all those things. It was probably that moment, that 3 or 4 month moment where I was at home just training, waiting on opportunity, not knowing if I was ever going to get a break, to months later being one of the best players in that country and being able to actually say I'm a professional basketball player. Now, that was probably the moment where I said, yeah, I could do this.
So let's get this right? So a young person that's listening right now, or an individual that's listening, following your same footsteps, play ball, kind of felt like, you know what, you know, it's not going to happen. Your advice to that person would be what? Not to stop, keep pushing through it. What pushed you through it? What would be your advice to an individual listening right now?
Well, I mean, I don't know how spiritual everyone is, but I'm a very spiritual guy. And my advice would be prayer and persistence. You know, stay at it, and, you know, keep your faith first. You know what I'm saying? So keep your faith first. Because, I mean, everybody has to go through things. And I don't know anybody, whether it be LeBron James, Michael Jordan, or whoever it may be, down to whatever level of basketball, anything in life, man. You're going to go through things. You're going to have your moments where you're failing. You're going to have your moments where you second guess and think, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But, man, if you never give up, you never fail, man. Just keep pushing, keep working, work harder than the next person. Be in competition with yourself. Be the best you can be. And just stay faithful and be 1% better every day. And then you'll look up one day and you'll be surprised where you can be and the things you can accomplish. Just basically stay persistent, stay focused, and keep pushing.
Now, do you feel the basketball league gives individuals that opportunity?
I do. I do. It's a very great avenue where a lot of the basketball community and basketball world is humongous. You know, it's humongous. And especially here in the States, it would surprise you to know that in America, we consider ourselves the best basketball players in the world. But actually here, it's probably a very small percentage of what makes up the basketball world. So for a lot of guys who may have had things happen in their past or have families here or have children or whatever their situation may be, it just may not be sufficient for them or logical for them to go overseas and stay 8-9 months at a time. Or they may not even have the connections to go overseas and play that time. Because, I mean, in just like any other business, you're going to have your politics, you're going to have your resume is a big thing, your experience is a big thing. And sometimes to get overseas, it's hard to get that experience. But what the basketball league is, they give opportunities, you know, with the combines they put on all over the country, to give guys to throw the resumes out of the window, to throw where you played at, and if you play college ball, high school ball, whatever you play, throw all that out of the window. Come in the gym, show us what you got, and if you're good enough, they give you opportunity. So for a lot of guys who don't have those other opportunities, or it's just not logical for them to go overseas or do those things or jump from not playing college ball or leaving college and go to D-League or the NBA, this is a great opportunity for guys to be able to do what they love and play basketball and not have to worry about their resume or where they played college ball or if they played overseas. So it gives guys the opportunity to play pro basketball in the States, be close to home, be close to family, and still do what they love.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful, man. Now this player of the week, what was going on the week that you just shut the gyms down? What was going on?
Well, a few things. In the beginning of our season, we were working out some rotations and some different things, and I found myself outside of those rotations. It's just part of the game, you know. Everybody, you see it time and time again in the NBA, whatever level, for whatever reason, certain guys, everybody's got 15-man roster, everybody's not going to play. So in the beginning of those rotations, I found myself outside of those rotations and just kept working hard, staying focused like always, and found an opportunity to work myself into some more minutes. And my teammates trusted in me, and then I just got rolling, got in a good rhythm, and just got to cooking like I'm used to doing. Got to cooking like I'm used to doing, and got to do my thing. And I'm thankful that, you know, my teammates they just allowed me to keep doing what I was doing. And I just had a great week, and was able to build on that from there.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful, man. We're going to get the highlights up, too. I was talking to Evelyn and David. The highlights are going to get up on the website so people can see the amazing week that led you up to the Player of the Week. Now, are you on social media?
I am on social media.
All right, so let people know where they can let people know where they can follow you, how they can stay up on the games, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so on Facebook, my name is Quincy Skate, Quincy, last name Skate, Skates. And on Instagram, my name is Big Q Hoop, all one word, BigQHOOPS, Big Q Hoop. I'm always posting on Instagram about what we have going on, game day, and what I have going on basketball wise, and I'm always trying to stay motivational and positive and spiritual. So follow me on Instagram, Big Q Hoop. Do that.
Okay. There you go, people. Listen, I really believe that, you know, you're going to be back. I mean, I don't think this is your last Player of the Week. It sounds like you focus. It sounds like you know your dedication is 100% forward.
Yes, sir. You will be talking to me soon. You will be talking to me soon.
That's what I'm talking about.
I look forward to talking to you guys. Jay and 2K. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Keep it live, people. We're going to jump into some music. Make sure y'all follow him, man. He gave you the Instagram, gave you the Facebook. Stay tuned, people. We'll be back in a second.